Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we've been walking through the first two chapters of the book of Romans, and we've been talking a lot about obedience. And so the question today is, what kind of obedience actually counts before God? Paul makes an important clarification in Romans chapter 2, verses 26 and 27. When he speaks of the uncircumcised Gentile keeping the law, he's not describing flawless perfection. If that were the case, there'd be no need for atonement. But instead, Paul is describing a lifestyle that's marked by obedience that flows from faith, a heart that has been changed by the Spirit, producing fruit that is consistent with God's will. This harmonizes with Romans chapter 1, verse 5, where Paul speaks of the obedience of faith. Faith is not passive belief. It is trust that produces submission. Romans chapter 8, verses 3 and 4 makes this even clearer. God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The obedience Paul describes is not self-powered. It is Spirit-enabled. Not legalism, but transformation. Not earning favor, but it is expressing new life. There is a strand of Christianity that is anti-law altogether. But Paul is not anti-law, he is anti-legalism. The law is good when it reflects a heart that loves God. So the question is not whether you obey perfectly. The question is whether your obedience flows from faith or from self-justification. Pray this prayer with me today. Lord, let my obedience be the fruit of faith and the work of your Spirit, not a performance for acceptance. And here's two different peoples that you can pray for today. Aodu Rodriguez and his family are national change makers in the Cape Verde Islands, and also the Hindi Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Kenya.